Need a safe and realistic way to get more training benefit with your gun? Look no further than Barrel Block, America's number one firearms training aid. Barrel Block easily inserts into your firearm and magazine in seconds without having to take your gun apart. Originally developed for law enforcement and military training, Barrel Block allows your firearm to mechanically operate just like it would if it had real ammo in it. That means performing reloading drills, malfunction clearances, and dry fire training can be performed safely and realistically with zero training scars. Whether at the range, at home, or teaching a class, Barrel Block makes the perfect companion for your firearms training regimen. Turn your gun into the ultimate training tool using Barrel Block. Watch the training videos online to see how simple Barrel Block is to use. Barrel Block is the answer for all of your firearms training needs. Get yours today at blocksafety.com. That's BLOKSafety.com. Use the code AAR20 to save 20% off your entire purchase.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Boy, oh boy, here we go. Roll your sleeves up now. This is going to be a very intense hour. If you listened to hour one, Alan kicked up the intensity level to notches I've not heard before. And I hope you were paying attention to that. I didn't talk to Alan before the program. I asked him questions and he gave us answers, and it changed the questions I had as we move through. Let me tell you something. When Alan Gottlieb becomes concerned to the point that he's concerned today, you had better start paying attention. Now, we've not downplayed anything here on the program. We've been telling you for years what we're up against. We've been talking about fighting apathy and complacency for almost a decade. And I place a lot of blame. I asked Alan that in the first question, are we partly responsible? And we are. I believe we are. Maybe Alan wouldn't agree with me 100% on that, but I will tell you right now that I do. I believe we got Barack Obama for two terms because we lay down and we're asleep at the wheel. This is a different fight. This is a different fight. And you can feel it. You can feel the intensity, the media. But I stand by what I said to Alan, and I'll say it again to you now, and I want AWR Hawkins, who is on the line holding right now, for me to hear it as well. Because I don't want you to forget this. As a voice for gun owners in hundreds of cities around the country, every week on this monster broadcast, and then another 5 days a week on Armed American Radio's daily defense and syndication, I want you to know this. That yes, you do hold the high ground. I'll use the Gettysburg analogy. You're standing on top of Little Round Top. The enemy's trying to come up the hill at you. Alan was questioning now what we're going to do in order to hold it. We've got to get that message out. What Alan is telling us is that the enemy is getting closer and closer to the top of the hill. So I'll use that as an analogy. They are very well funded. And I applauded in the first segment of last hour the left's ability to put on a march. They've been able to do that. That's what the left does. That's who they are. They just march. Now, there's a large percentage of people who I believe were at that march are going to go home and just say they were at that march. There's also a large percentage of people who were at that march that aren't. Is the media coverage going to be as intense? I've been writing about this and talking about it for 2 weeks. I've been warning you that this was going to be an orgy, a love fest, and it was. This was a holy grail event for the left. Yeah, I said it. Parkland was a holy grail event for the left. Don't believe me? Look what they turned it into. Look what they used it for. Don't believe me? Look what they used it for. And look what they did. Yeah, it's been planned. They were simply waiting for the right time. This was the right time. They've got kids with a message. Now, some of those kids, you can only hope, stay out in the forefront, because if those kids are the face of the message, they're going to be the best thing that's ever happened to Second Amendment Foundation numbers and National Rifle Association numbers and everything else. They're going to bring voters out, gun owners out in droves. I'll just leave it at that. But I hope you're paying attention. I really hope you're paying attention to this stuff. And I know you are. That's why you listen to Armed American Radio in the first place. Let's go to AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, who has so much to tell us about that I don't really know where we're even going to start. So we're just going to start. AWR, all bets off today. Fold up the notes. Get rid of the prep. Get rid of hours of work in advance of this. And let's just have a conversation as if we were sitting somewhere, as we often do, at a gun rights policy conference event and having a conversation. Let's let the country hear it on the radio, shall we? What do you think?
Well, that's perfect. Fine with me.
Where do you feel like starting? What did you take away? Let's start with the March for Our Lives. I talked to you over the weekend, and I think I'll kind of push in this direction. We'll go from here. I said, are you watching any of this? You said, you know what? I'm out on a four-wheeler, man. I'm out shooting. You can only watch so much of that before you start to hear the same thing over and over. Let's take it from there.
Right. That's about right. You know, what I saw, a growing level of arrogance. I think it makes these kids arrogant because there's so much money being pumped in behind them. They don't really have to do anything. All they have to do is be willing to go to the events that are being set up by the leftist groups and speak. And so they kind of feel like, they feel like rock stars. And you heard that arrogance, especially in that little kid, David Hogg, who's 15 minutes of fame. I think we're up 15 minutes ago, but no one told him yet. And, you know, he is an arrogant piece of work, and he represents the movement well, because most people in the gun control movement are very arrogant. Shannon Watts, it's hard to get more arrogant than her. So that's really what I saw. I think it's a turnoff, and I don't fear they'll be as successful as they think they'll be, but I do understand that as long as they have people who are willing to pay to put together rallies and marches, then rallies and marches will continue. And so that's where we have to continue to fight, because they already are planning a school walkout in April. And so we're going to have to be ready to fight that. And by fight that, I mean frame it correctly and advise Americans what's really going on. This is no longer, of course, an organic student movement. It quit being that on February 16th. It's now a leftist-funded movement. And the goal is literally to take away entire classes of guns.
That's right. So I think you'll agree with me, but I want to hear it. If you don't, let me know. Was I right 10 years ago when I said that this day would eventually happen, that the left, that something would eventually culminate in their saying, that's it, we want them all, we are at a point, we're at that point. We've kind of hit an apex there, haven't we? They're out saying it now. Am I right when I describe what happened Saturday as their coming out moment?
Right. You are. And they do. The thing, but see, here's what you have going for you. You're right. But what we have going for us is these kids don't even know. You know, the piece of Breitbart. These kids don't even know what they're pushing to ban. They were asked, what is an assault weapon? They stared blankly into the camera, some of them, literally. And some of them said, it's kind of like, not sure. They don't know what one is, but they're sure out there marching. You know, they're being bussed in by Jimmy Fallon and Jennifer Lopez and Lady Gaga. They're all being bussed in, and they're comfortable, and they're getting free food from corporations who are taking part in this behind the scenes. So, you know, they're there, but they have no idea what it is they're seeking to ban.
All right, let me throw something out at you that I have a feeling Alan Gottlieb would say right now. On the heels of that statement, he would say, does it make any difference what that kid thinks when they have that corporate push behind them, the media push behind them, and the perception is we're losing, and in fact we are with the poll numbers that are out today, even on Fox News? Does it matter?
I don't know. I still think that they show their hand, and by doing so, their argument is beatable. You know, the thing is, the poll numbers and everything else are nice, I guess, if you're on the left. But the bottom line is the House of Representatives is set up in a way, those poll numbers don't mean jack squat. And that's the bottom line. A House member votes based on what his district is doing. They don't care what 90% of the people in Connecticut think. If you're in a district in middle part of Oklahoma, you don't care what 100% of the people in California think. It doesn't matter to you. The only people you represent are the people in that little district. And I'll guarantee you, in that little district in Oklahoma, they don't want them to ban assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, or anything else. And that representative will not vote for that, no matter what a Rasmussen poll or anything else said.
Beautiful. Well said. And I'm glad you said that, because it's true. All politics is local, isn't it? That's where that phrase comes from, and that's what that phrase means. And I'm glad you heard AWR say that. Look, this is a culture war unlike anything we've ever seen. The media stacked against us. And when I say media, it's not just the legacy media today. It's the YouTube, for example, that has David Hogg calling you every vicious, vile name in the book and then taking it down for reasons, I believe, because they don't want anybody to see him that way. They don't want to paint that picture of him. They don't want that to get out there. How do I say that? When they claimed, well, it was bullying because he was so vile to you, there's truth to that. Had I said that about them, they would have taken it off. But you see, they're not only taking the video of him down, they're also taking videos of people who are teaching gun safety, real gun safety, anything to do with a gun, down from YouTube as well. So you can safely make that assessment. When we come back, we're going to continue going through some of the work from AWR Hawkins at Breitbart News, award-winning journalist, right after this. Don't go away. It is the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but this is your absolute last chance to make your dreams come true, because the USCCA is giving 10 of my lucky listeners, that's you, $1,500 to buy an expensive new Kimber 1911. That's right. 10 of you will take home $1,500 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world, and it's completely free. But your chances to win end this Friday. There will be no guns next week. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. Right now, it's that simple. You can enter in seconds, and it's 100% free. But you're almost out of time before the USCCA draws those 10 winners. So get your name on the winners list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss this, please. Go to armedandresponsible.com and lock in your 10 chances right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. I want to see you put your name on the winners list with that $1,500 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. Armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
You've seen our magnetic quick, click, and carry holster on our social media page. Now is your chance to come see it in person. Test the magnetic strength as well as the quality and durability of our leather. Plus, get a peek at the new Relic holster, the latest addition to the JM4 Tactical lineup, guaranteed to blow your mind. Change the way you carry with JM4 Tactical and start carrying comfortably today. Come see us at the Concealed Carry Expo in Booth 416 and visit us at jm4tactical.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
U.S. Gun Class trains thousands of students per month to be safe, competent, concealed carry permit holders. If you are looking to get your concealed carry permit, we can help you. If you are looking to get certified to teach concealed carry classes, we can help you. If you currently teach classes but are struggling with marketing, websites, and back office tasks, we can help you. See how U.S. Gun Class can help you at gunclass.com. That's gunclass.com.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. That sign, no food or drink in studio. I just finished my sandwich while waiting to come back from the break. I'm going to wash it down a little bit of this. Okay. Because signs don't mean crap. Go ahead and put that on a bumper sticker. All right. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Let's jump right back in here. I want to cover a couple positive things here that are not getting the press that they should. And I want to ask you why they're not. You've got a piece that you have two, and I'll cover them back to back here. Maryland high school shooter used handgun he was prohibited from purchasing. Now, I want to make this very clear before I turn you loose to unload on this. Well, no, I'm just going to turn you loose. Go ahead.
Now, what was your question? You cut out.
Oh, let me go back to it. Let me start over. You have a piece out. I'm going to cover two pieces that you wrote. And the first one, I want to get. Maryland high school shooter used handgun he was prohibited from purchasing. This needs to get more airplay. The mainstream media is not covering this. Go ahead and take off on that one first, if you would.
Right. The point is pretty clear there. This guy was prohibited by age from purchasing a firearm, prohibited by a lot of other things, too. In Maryland, for people who don't know, to purchase a handgun, of course you have to be 21, which is federal law. It's also Maryland law. You have to, in Maryland, you have to acquire a license that allows you to purchase the gun. That doesn't allow you to carry it, just to purchase it. You have to pay a fee for that license. You have to go through so many hours of training for that license, on and on and on. Anyway, this kid did none of that. There's no way he did it. He's not 21. So all the gun control in the world, once again, failed to stop a determined attacker. Yet these heathens come out on the left, and they're like, we need to raise the age of 21 for all guns. Well, look, the age was already 21 for handguns. I don't see how it stopped this 17-year-old from shooting people. So, you know, bottom line, you know what worked? Mark, you know what worked. A good guy with a gun, that's what worked. That Deputy Gaskell charged this heathen and fired a round at him. That's what worked. All the rest of the gun control was a waste.
Let's talk about Gaskell, because he's not getting the play that he deserves to get. Good guy with gun opened fire on Maryland high school shooter and ended threat. Before I go there, let me ask you a question. Would anything that the kids, or when the kids, Washington, I believe there were more adults there than kids in Washington from the footage I saw anyway, but nonetheless, left. They love to go out and march at those things, but more power to them. It's America. They get to do that. Did anything that they propose in any one of those speeches, would any of it have stopped what happened in Maryland?
No. Nope. Not one part of it would have. And you
were
know,
they questioned by anybody about that you know of?
Nope. I don't know if you've noticed. I don't see cross-examination of these kids. Would these kids say what they want? And it's like that, I saw Cameron Caskey on Face the Nation today, and he said, you know, if we let teachers be armed, it's going to be more dangerous for students and more dangerous for teachers. Well, where's your proof, son? That's what a real journalist would have said to him in response. Okay, thank you for that claim. Now, where's your proof?
Because you know, we had a good guy use a gun in Maryland, so how would you counter that statement with what I'm going to tell you about here? Because, you see, Deputy Gaskell saved countless lives in that school, Cameron.
Right.
What's your response to that? So you're telling me that on Face the Nation, he didn't get that response.
He didn't get that. You know, and in Texas, they have 170 school districts where teachers can be armed. 170. That's out of 1,000. But, you know, I've never read about a teacher harming a student in that district or a student acquiring a teacher's gun and using it for ill intent. See, these students are making these claims out of thin air. They can't back them up. And not only do they not provide information to back them up, the claims they're making are contrary to fact. And that's what we have to understand. The idea of arming teachers, it didn't pop out of a vacuum. We've been arming teachers for years and years and years across this country. And no one can point to me a single incident where a teacher harmed a student or vice versa. The only example people throw up, they'll go, well, that guy in Oceanside, California, or Seaside, whichever it was, he fired his gun in the classroom. Well, guess what? That guy was a police officer. And the left told us that the police are the ones we should trust, not the teachers. Well, it was a police officer in California a couple of months ago who is also a teacher. But he got his gun out, which he had no business doing, and he shot around into a ceiling. But I can't say it enough. That was a police officer. So don't talk to me about teachers not being able to handle freedom or being dangerous if they hold freedom in their hands. I won't buy it.
I don't believe those kids. I wonder if those kids were scared getting on an airplane knowing that their pilot might be armed. And I ask that seriously. That's a right. Serious question because we have an FFOD.
Right. But that question's a good question for this reason.
FFDO, excuse me. Go ahead.
The reason that's a good question is it shines a light on the lack of logic. Because, see, if that pilot wants to kill you, he just nose down at 35,000 feet and it's ball game. It's over.
And it's happened. See, happened. That's a legitimate – it's not a crazy hypothetical. That has right. happened on many on many occasions.
So if he wanted to do it, that's easy. But these kids, you're right, would be so illogical that it wouldn't be a stretch at all to imagine him going, I'm not getting on that plane if he's got a gun. This would be too dangerous. I mean, it's just that highlights how irrational this whole deal is. And again, this is why I believe that this doesn't score as big as people think it's going to score. It's just, I think it is too. It stinks of the left. Let's put it that way. It stinks to high heaven, and I believe David Hogg, he may already be there. He's there in my book. David Hogg isn't far from the screech owl being Hillary Clinton. When Hillary talks, people put their hands over their ears and they scream, just trying to drown out her whiny voice. And I believe David Hogg is not far from that plateau. I believe he's fast approaching it. And that's why I don't believe he's going to do great harm to gun rights because of his arrogance and the fact that these kids don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, he doesn't play real well. I'm not worried about him at all. He really doesn't play well to the cameras. The left loves to put him out there because of what he's saying. But in reality, to middle America, to all of the red states, this kid's not playing well.
Well, you know what? He's a punk. I don't know. Do I have a second before we go to break?
Yeah, you've got about a minute. Go ahead.
Well, and I wrote this week. See, I think this sits bad with the common man. They had David Hogg in an interview, and he was like, they're like, how will you graduate with all the school you're missing? And he's like, oh, my teachers are very understanding. He's got that little smirk on. In other words, what he does is demonstrates classic left position. See, different rules for him than for everybody else. He can skip school whenever he needs to do a gun control rally, whenever he needs to do a TV appearance for gun control. He can skip school and do all that. And he even said, hey, I was supposed to have a math test today, and I told my teacher, no. So he's telling the teacher what he's going to do. And I'm just saying, when that news gets out, and the dad who works all day till his hands crack and bleed, when he hears that his boy is failing for missing 2 days of school, but this Hogg kid walks out whenever he wants and gets no punishment, it's not going to help their movement at all.
You're correct about that. Like I said, I believe, let me put it this way. Keep putting him out there and run on gun control in 2018. Yeah, look, it's just part of the culture war that we're in. You don't shy away from it. You say, bring it on. Let's have this battle. Let's let Americans decide. I have a feeling I know where Americans will decide. Polling data shows different. You heard it from Alan Gottlieb. Going to be a fascinating conversation over the next coming months, or weeks, months, and years. I can promise you that. Back with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News right after this. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
It is the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but this is your absolute last chance to make your dreams come true because the USCCA is giving 10 of my lucky listeners, that's you, $1,500 to buy an expensive new Kimber 1911. That's right. 10 of you will take home $1,500 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world, and it's completely free. But your chances to win end this Friday. There will be no guns next week. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. Right now, it's that simple. You can enter in seconds, and it's 100% free. But you're almost out of time before the USCCA draws those 10 winners. So get your name on the winners list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss this, please. Go to armedandresponsible.com and lock in your 10 chances right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. I want to see you put your name on the winners list with that $1,500 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. Armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. And it is MyPillow.com. 50% off using the AAR promo code. 50% off using the AAR promo code. I can promise you that music will not be on this program next week. That much I can promise you. I do not like that. We're going to change that, just so you know. AAR promo code. 50% off the pillows. And you help us grow the program. We've got such a great relationship with them. They are phenomenal. You hear us talking about the pressure that the demonization of anything to do with guns. We're going to go to Kroger here with AWR Hawkins and their subsidiary Fred Meyer in just a second. But before I do that, I want you to keep that in mind when you hear me talk about this. When you've got companies that support this program, we support them back. And it works both ways, and you guys are doing a great job. And if you want a great product, and it really is a great product, I've used it personally for years. Let me put it this way. Nothing gets on this program that I wouldn't use, buy, eat, wear. You get the idea, period. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I won't talk about it if I won't use it. It's that simple. And I say that to you because I want that level of integrity and trust to be there, and I want you to know that. I've used those products for 2 years, and I want you to try it too. And it benefits us. So it's a win-win all the way around. AAR is the promo code. Get 50% off at MyPillow.com. Also, make sure to head over to ArmedAndResponsible.com. I'll have new information on that tomorrow, ArmedAndResponsible.com. Great new promo coming up over there. And if you've got something to celebrate, make sure you do it at WarfighterTobacco.com. 10% off of everything on that site, supporting the vets that, like everybody else, supports us by giving us that promo code. It's wonderful. Use it. You're going to buy that stuff anyway. Support the program and help us grow. As you're hearing us talk about, we're under tremendous assault. This program continues to explode around the country, and that's with good reason. You don't get this information on the mainstream press, not at all. So if they want a battle, I have no problem with it. We're taking it to them. We're going to continue to bring you the truth, and that's what we can do. We bring you the truth. They got to tell you lies. They don't challenge anybody. They just let them say what they want. You hear the facts here. And what you don't get from the mainstream media. We call out those lies of omission. Let's do it with, this is so much fun, AWR Hawkins, award-winning journalist from Breitbart News. Thank you, AWR, for being here, not just today, but every week, giving us your wisdom. Let's go to Kroger's really fast, okay? A lot of people didn't know Kroger's even sold guns. It's their Fred Meyer subsidiary. They are caving in now, apparently, to the gun control movement. And now, I guess, in their grocery stores, they will no longer be putting any type of firearm magazine like Guns and Ammo, American Handgunner, Recoil, or anything that shows a quote-unquote assault rifle on their stands. Is this true?
Oh, yeah, it's true. It's embarrassing. I mean, Kroger was a standout in 2014, 2015 for refusing to buck gun owners. When Moms Demand pressured them to support gun control, they basically told Moms Demand to take a hike. And they basically set the tone for how everyone should deal with Shannon Watts and the rest of them. But now they're folding up, like folding like a cheap suit. And, if your magazine has a picture of an assault rifle on the front, well, they're not going to sell that magazine. So that's what we're dealing with. And, I mean, it's so ignorant. People, I know I've said this a million times, but I guess some folks aren't listening. Virginia Tech, April 16th, 2007. The attacker killed 32 people, pretty quick, 32 people, with a handgun. People have got to figure out, and Kroger is embarrassing themselves, but they've got to figure this out. It's not the type of gun that is important. What's important is these idiots on the left are preserving gun-free zones. They're forcing teachers to be unarmed. Basically, as President Trump said, they're advertising target practice for sickos. They're telling these freaks, whether these freaks are 19 or whether they're 65 or whatever age the Las Vegas shooter was, they're telling these freaks, hey, here's a place where there's going to be a large group of people gathered together. No one's going to be able to shoot back. And, well, that's too attractive for a sicko to pass up. That's our problem. Doesn't matter what kind of gun is being used. The problem is that any kind of gun will be successful in an environment where no one can shoot back. And that's what we have to get rid of.
Well, you know, the gun that you're talking about in Virginia Tech, let's square it up, was a Glock 19, 9mm, right, and a Walther 22. A Walther P-22. A Walther P-22, that's right. And I cringe. You're right, it is embarrassing. But the mainstream media will never ask that question. They will never ask any of the quote-unquote Parkland kids if they're okay with a handgun. Now, Cameron Caskey, I believe, came out and said, I have no problem with people having handguns. Well, thanks, Cameron. I'm glad you feel that way. Right. Really, truly.
But,
I'm glad you feel that way.
He will change it. That view
will, sure he will.
If they succeed in banning anything, that view will change the next time a handgun is used.
right.
Cameron or whoever will say, well, I don't think we went far enough with that last ban. And one day, someone's going to wake up and realize, someone who's just going to be honest for a moment, they're going to wake up and go, you know what? These guns don't kill people on their own. Our problem isn't guns. Our problem is bad people. And one day someone's going to have to be honest about that. Of course, part of the left, people don't think about this philosophically, but for the left's worldview to work, then I have to believe my neighbor, as that stupid new song that Luke Bryan sings, I've got to believe that most people are good. Well, no, that's not true. And our founding fathers believed most people were bad. It was James Madison who said, if men were angels, no government would be necessary in the Federalist Papers. But
that's right. That's right.
We're not angels. So we have to have a government over us, which it's like fetters around our neck and our ankles. But we have to have that to constrain it, to constrain ourselves. And some of us are even worse than others. And so it's not a case that some of us are good and some aren't. It's a case that some of us are even worse than the rest of us. And those guys will use whatever gun they get to do whatever damage they can do in a gun-free zone. It doesn't have to be an AR-15. It can be a .22 pistol. It can be a .22 rifle. I think that kid who shot up the mall in Burlington, Washington in 2016 used a .22 rifle. It doesn't matter what kind of gun it is. It's the evil in the human heart. And these heathens on the left, they look right past that, and they grin for the cameras, and they take the checks from the left, and they don't care.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I go back to the time when I was a kid. America was still awash in guns. It's always been awash in guns since its founding, and we didn't have these issues. Let's go switch gears here before the next break. This is a story that fascinates me. You wrote about it. I talked about it last week. Charlize Theron, outrageous to allow armed teachers to defend students. And you've got a picture of her standing there in pretty good form, I might add. And I know what you're saying, listener. She's a model. I'm not talking about her appearance. I'm talking about the way she's holding the firearm from the movie she's starring in. And we've got a situation here that is really difficult for me to wrap my head around, AWR, because she doesn't like guns. She claims that she herself is a victim of gun violence. Well, let's set that gun violence record straight. Her father was attacking her mother and going to kill her. Her mother used a lawfully owned firearm and shot and killed him in self-defense. She was not arrested. It was deemed to be self-defense. And somehow she views herself as a victim of gun violence. I have a difficult time wrapping my head around that. I would have probably expected to hear, hey, don't tell me about the right to bear arms and come after my right. I'm alive and my mother's alive because she used a gun to defend herself. Where's the disconnect?
Right. No, you're right. If the facts are, as you say, and that's what I've read too, so I'm not questioning you. I just want to be clear. If those are the facts, then hoorah. I'm happy for a mom. That's how the Second Amendment's supposed to work. And, you know, you want to attack, a man wants to attack a woman physically, especially if that's his habit, then I think one of the best things she can do is take a .38 slug, preferably a hollow point, and put it right square in his chest and see how he likes it. So that's what I say. And that doesn't make her a victim of gun violence. It doesn't make her dad a victim of gun violence. It makes her mother a living human who was able to defend her life and her dignity because of the Second Amendment.
A survivor. She's a survivor because she had a gun. When we come back from this break, I'm going to give you some numbers about survivors that you're never going to hear from the left. But in the meantime, do yourself a favor. Go watch a few of her movies. She starred in A Million Ways to Die in the West. She looks great in her hat carrying both of those revolvers, left and right handed. She's double fisted. You can see her in Aeon Flux, 2005 Paramount, double fisted with guns. And you can watch her in Mad Max just firing away with that saw. Gotta love the hypocrisy. Back right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Do you want to improve your reaction time and accuracy? Would you simply like to shoot better? The Targetize rail-mounted motion sensor helps you understand where your shooting needs work and shows you how to improve it. The virtual coaching app developed by military and special forces veterans gives instant feedback to help you understand and visualize shot placement immediately after each shot. Practice anytime with your actual firearm in one of three modes: live fire, dry fire, or CO2. Targetize can help you to never miss again. Visit Targetize, that's TARGETIZE.com, for more information.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Man, these hours are flying by today. Do you really have enough to talk about on Armed American Radio every week for 1 hour? That's what my mother used to ask me nearly a decade ago. I'm 6 days a week with you now. On April 26th, we'll mark the 9th anniversary of this program. Hundreds of shows. Never missed a weekend broadcast. Been in this seat continuously for you. Freedom never takes a break. There were a couple holidays there, but don't hold that against me, I hope. Freedom never takes a break, and I can promise you, God willing, I will be here for you every single week, giving you the facts, giving you the truth that you will never get anywhere else. I've got an email here, real quick. I want AWR Hawkins to hear this, that says, God's soldier. Mr. Walters, I went to the March for Our Lives thing in Salem, Oregon. I was the voice of reason with the sign I made. I had it on a flagstaff so that it was like 8 feet high. All those who saw it cringed at me for telling the truth. I did have a few good people to open debate with respect for each other's opinion. I had only one encounter with a bitter old man and told him Jesus can save him from the hate in his heart And, of course, the demons flee at the name of Jesus, so he walked away grumbling. Of course, there was the usual PC, SJW, social justice warrior, people. Take care. God bless America. Matthew. So what was it that the sign he was holding 8 feet high said? It said God was expelled from schools in 1963. Satan was allowed to stay. Evil is what's killing our children. America, wake up. God is good. He is waiting to be welcomed back again. Trust in God, not the government. AWR Hawkins, welcome back to the program. Powerful email. Wanted to read it, and that's from Matthew listening in Salem, Oregon. Thank you, Matthew. I appreciate that. What are your thoughts on something like that, AWR Hawkins?
Yeah, I mean, well, Matthew's right. I mean, these heathens on the left replaced everything that was foundational to America, from the Judeo-Christian ethics to a reliance on God, a recognition that our rights come from our Creator. They replaced all of that with evolution, with naturalism, and naturalism really sums up everything. See, naturalism means the exclusion of supernaturalism. They don't tell you that, but that's what it means. So, you know, when you're a naturalist, what you believe is what you see is what you get. You're Aristotelian in that way. And so once they do that, I think I may have told you, I don't want to take this far afield, but it's like I had a biology professor at a school where I did my master's. And when I was taking a biology class, she would preach all that garbage every day. And one day I raised my hand, she was here, I go, since there is no God, and since there is no set universal set of morals, ethics, so on and so forth, and she's grinning. She thinks I'm getting it. I go, since that's true, then what keeps me from picking up this desk and throwing it at you? And she's just staring at me. I go, see, what you're doing is you're preaching a complete breakdown, that there's no reason for order. But you're preaching that with the goal in the back of your mind that that's going to benefit you, that we're going to follow your idea of what is the correct order. I go, see, that's what you're doing. I've told her, I said, what multiculturalism is the left's pursuit of a monoculture. And it's a monoculture that upholds everything the left loves, but dismisses everything that Americans in the past held true or held valuable. And that's how these heathens work. And that's why Nietzsche, you may hate Friedrich Nietzsche, or you may love him, but the thing about Friedrich Nietzsche, the philosopher that was so great, is Nietzsche said, God's dead, live like it. See, most of these people say, God is dead, now do what I say.
Right.
Nietzsche, but so that gets to the heart of what this guy was saying up in Salem with his placard and with his message. These people, they tried to step in and take over in the 60s, and look what they gave us. They gave us February 14th. They gave us March 20th in Maryland. They gave us Sandy Hook. They gave us Virginia Tech. On and on I can go. That's what they gave us. And it's because we have become a law unto ourselves, and that's what the kids see. There's no reason to not do what they want. And it's just like being in my biology class all over again.
You know, it's fascinating. That is a fascinating topic. We have talked about it before. It is quite fascinating. Love your asking her what's to stop me from picking. You ask that in today's day and age, you've probably been thrown out of class and maybe
I thought about it and arrested. I shouldn't even tell the story, but yeah.
No, it's great. Because that's what people need to hear, because we need to get back to that. You see, I believe that when this chapter is over and done in American history, and it will be at some point in time, probably not going to be in my lifetime, may not be in your lifetime, I hope it is. But it's hard to look back as you're sitting in it now. But I believe when this chapter is over, we're going to see that that's what happened, that it was the cultural breakdown. I think that's obvious, and that's basically what we're talking about here, is a lack of morals that the left has told us is okay by allowing society to break down that has caused this problem. And I make that statement, and I believe I make it confidently, because this didn't happen when I was a kid, AWR.
Right.
And we had morals, and God was in school, and we taught things differently. And while technology is a great thing, it's also doing tremendous harm. And then when you throw in a media that's pushing an agenda, it's terrible, terrible, terrible damage to the psyche of the country. Let's go to – go ahead, please.
Oh, no, I don't want to keep us here. I know you want to get back to guns. I'm just going to keep quiet and move on.
Let's go to some numbers. Let's look at some numbers, and I'm going to use a very, very low figure, because what's lost in this is how many times a good guy uses a gun to defend himself every day or herself every day in this country. Alan Gottlieb was in, I believe it was quoted in the New York Times. It might not have been the Times. He's been in so many papers recently over the last week. He mentioned the fact that what's lost in this argument is that 800,000, estimates of 800,000 to 2.5 million times per year, and any number in between, a good American citizen, a law-abiding, armed, responsible person uses a gun to defend their life. And that's being lost because the media isn't reporting it. I'll go back to the Bureau of Justice Statistics report under Obama that found 180. They tried to discredit it, and they found 188-some thousand times a year. Now, you divide that AWR by 365 days, and you get 493 defensive gun uses every day. Now, the Brady campaign was out today with a tweet saying 73 kids were killed in the last 37 days. When are we going to do something? So I responded back, what about the 18,248 people who saved themselves from rapists, carjackers, convenience store robbers et al. In that same 37 days? Silence. Why?
Well, it's the same thing as why didn't CNN report defensive gun uses. It goes against the template, you know, and guns have to be vilified, and once they're vilified, they can be banned. That's why. But, you know, these people are, as I say, they're heathens. And, you know, you have, if you go with your 188,000 from the National Institute of Justice, correct?
I believe it was Bureau of Justice Statistics, somewhere, Justice. Somewhere
okay.
Over there.
Bureau of Justice, you go with that, or you go with Plex 760,000, which has never been disproven, by the way.
That's
never.
Right. And you're talking to thousands of gun uses a day at that point in
right.
time.
Right, 2,082. I wrote an article called Guns Are Lifesavers, 2,082 times a day. And see, that's a hard figure, because here you've got the left. Where you lose,
we've got 20 seconds, brother. I just ran out of time.
Oh.
I know it. I hate it, too. AWR Hawkins, God bless you, man. I wasn't paying attention to the clock. I could go hour after hour after hour with you. But we'll be back with you next week. And you can read everything AWR writes at Breitbart News. Real simple to do. Breitbart.com, AWR Hawkins. Look him up. Catch him on Twitter at AWR Hawkins. Facebook.com/AWR Hawkins. You can catch him on Instagram, AWR Hawkins. Go get it. This is what you get when you read AWR Hawkins. When we come back, Charles Heller from Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership, Arizona Citizens Defense League, and Liberty Watch Radio is going to be here. Until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you in just a minute.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom.
On Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.